So, if you have a look at your sheet now, okay, if you can... do speak up a little bit, okay? Discuss with each other what you think the mistakes are in each sentence and correct them. Okay?
So... this is...
it's the...
The
wrong tense.
The verb is wrong.
Yes, the tense. I met.
I met is present.
You need to put in the past.
Yes.
Because you have for the first time nine years ago.
Yes.
So it related with the past.
Yes.
So the
met.
Correct verb?
I met.
Yes. Met.
Yes.
Okay. And the second
is the we need to change the word. We felt immediately in love. I think
we immediately felt in love. Felt is the past of the verb
feel.
So you can't. I think you don't say you feel in love. You say you fall in love, and the past of the fall is fallen.
Yes.
No.
No.
Hang on. I'm confused.
Feel
the past of the
fell.
No. Yes. But you say you fall in love.
Yes. You say that.
So
I don't understand your doubt.
No.
No,
it's not in the past. Do you think it's the present? Yeah?
No, hang on.
Immediately falling in love.
You feel and you felt, okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
You feel is present,
felt
is past.
It's past, yeah. Right.
But here, the expression is fall in love.
But the
so the past of the fall is felt.
Correct.
No, it's felt.
Yes, but we are correcting the mistakes, aren't
yeah.
we?
It's,
we are correcting the mistakes.
Other word. Okay.
It's not felt. It's
yes.
It's
fall.
It's fell. Yes, fell in love.
Fall. Yes,
fell.
It's fell in love. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
Because felt
is
the past of the feel, of the verb feel. And
the
expression
fall.
Is falling. So you have to use
yes.
the past of the
it's
the
not,
verb fall.
Yes.
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 But you can check.
Yes, yes, yes. They can see.
In the in the book.
Yes.
That's it.
It's a little confusing.
Yeah, yes.
It's a trick.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. So, number three.
No, it's here, it's
yes,
no.
Yes, it's no.
Because it's, we use it the present.
After the deed.
The
yes.
past participle.
Yes. No, this is not past.
No, it's
no,
not
here.
Past.
No. It's present, no?
Yes, because
yes, didn't
we have did.
Yes.
It's
so it's
past.
After the pass of the deed, we put the present or
yes.
the...
of the tense, of
yes.
the verb, yes.
So we didn't know...
No, if the rain was late.
The train.
The train, the train, the train.
Is light. Number four.
Used, no?
Yes,
used to be. To be simpler, used.
Yes, because this is related with the past.
So to be simpler,
you have to say used to,
yes, used to,
not used to.
Number five. Okay.
I think it's the tense. It's got up. Now, yes, I used to got up every day at...
But it's a routine.
No, here
it's a routine.
Yes, now...
I used to...
Now, every day... It means that... it's something that you do daily.
Maybe getting.
No.
I think
I think what is wrong is the word now, because you have the word every day. So it's something that you do, usually do, daily, every day. So you can't have these two words in the same sentence. Now every day, it doesn't make sense. And used to, I think it's not correct also. The correct sentence is, I get up at 8 a.m. every day. No, this is something that you usually do, isn't it?
Or maybe we put the every day in the first place.
Or every day?
In the first place, every day. I get up at 8 o'clock.
At 8 a.m.
Yes.
So what is wrong in the sentence is the word now and used to. Every day I think you can say all right in the beginning.
Yes,
or
in the end.
I think it's not wrong. And in number six, what do you think?
You must. It's not.
Must remember me. What do you think? I think the wrong word is remember.
Yes, to remind me.
Yes, remind me.
You must remind me to write a note.
Not remember.
Yes.
Yes.
You must remind me.
Because remember is...
For things.
Something
yeah.
that you do. You remember.
Yes.
Something.
And
not
to ask someone
yes.
to
someone remind.
Yes. Yes.
So I think it's you must remind me
yes.
to write something. I guess.
Yes. Here,
yes. It's
yes.
Right. Yes. Remind me.
Here we have passed with this one of the last classes. Here is teaching. He teaches me.
Oh yes,
yes,
yes.
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 You
yes.
We can.
Yeah.
No.
We teach.
You learn something.
Yes. And he teaches.
He teaches.
But teach, no, it's not a regular verb.
I think it's a regular teach it. No?
No, teach taught.
Teach
I taught.
Yes.
I taught.
It taught me, and I think the correct is, it taught me how to use a computer.
He taught?
He taught.
Yes.
Isn't it? How?
Yes.
I think no.
It's you, missing more.
Yes.
I think it's the same.
Yes.
I think he taught me to use a computer. Yeah, I think it's correct. The same way it's correct.
He taught me how to use a computer. computer. It sounds better.
It sounds better.
He taught me how to use a computer.
I'm interested in. It was one of the workbook exercises. Interesting in page 45.
No. You are interested. You are interested.
For
learning. You are interested.
In. Interest in. You always followed by in.
Yes, but in this sentence, you have.
I'm interested
to learning.
In learning?
More English vocabulary. So, I'm interested in
learning.
But the sound is.
Learning, yes.
It's very strange, the sound.
It doesn't sound well.
I'm interested in learning.
It doesn't sound well. I'm interested in learning more English.
I think it's good.
It doesn't sound good, but it's the rule. You can see the samples that they show here. Let me see. 45.
I'm interested in
politics.
I'm interested in learning more English vocabulary. No, maybe you can say I'm interested in English vocabulary.
I think it's not wrong. We can see.
You can repeat.
I think it sounds
better.
I'm interested in English vocabulary.
You cut the word.
But we yes.
We can see it later.
No, you have to see it
later. when we are going to correct.
Okay. I don't know if you will correct this.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
With Catherine?
Yes.
Okay. I'm interested in. Maybe you are correct. In learning English vocabulary.
Learning it's pretty good.
I'm interested in. I don't know. Well. What do you think?
I don't know.
Well.
The next one.
Yes. Now we have to finish this one.
This one, there is one thing wrong. We must change two.
Okay.
Yes, I put in.
Okay, that's it. I'm interested in learning more.
Yes.
No, this
doesn't sound good, but sometimes.
It doesn't sound well, but it's correct.
Yes.
Okay.
I think it's
so. Correct. Number nine.
Eating fish keeps you healthy.
Eating fish. It's the action of the verb. Eating fish.
Keeps
you healthy. Eating fish. No? Yes, I guess. Yes. Adam, what do you think?
Mm-hmm. heads.
Okay.
Was raining hard.
Do you agree?
Not. I'm thinking.
You totally agree with me.
No, I'm kidding. Go on.
Yeah. Okay, number 10.
I think it was raining. Was raining because it's past continuous.
Yes, I.
And the past, it's an action.
Gave me.
Yes, and raining is a noun. Yes.
Raining.
You can't say it was rain.
Yeah, it is raining.
Well, it depends of the context, but in this context,
it's raining. Yes.
You have to say, my dad gave me a lift because it was raining hard.
Yes.
Not it was rain.
You can say, I like the rain.
Yes.
It rains a lot.
Rains dogs and cats.
Cats and dogs.
Cats and dogs.
Cats and dogs, yes. We've done.